I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, guys, I got some really cool guests on with me today. I've got Lyndia Johnson and Gene Hamill from Twisted Paranormal, and they're based out of Texas. They have a lot of good stuff going on, and we're going to get into it as much as we possibly can today. Gene, Lyndia, thanks for coming on with me.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, Gene, I've just recently have come acquainted with you. Lyndia, I've known for a little bit, mainly through social media, obviously. But
sure.
I've done my research, and I want to start off with this because we're going to get into a bunch of stuff with Twisted Paranormal stuff. But Twisted Carnival, tell me a little bit about what Twisted Carnival is.
Twisted Carnival is basically what I would call fictional paranormal. I started it back in 2014. As a way to bring some of my horror characters to life. And that show's got a paranormal backdrop. I filmed a full-featured movie back in 2014. It was my first movie, and all of a sudden it went to Japan, Australia, and several other places as well, and it really blew me away. And that's what really got me hooked, you know, into the filming aspect. But now we go to just about every October. We're usually booked a year in advance, and we go to a lot of the commercial haunted houses and things of that nature, you know, showcasing our booth, our films, and we also have some of the horror characters as well there, too.
Now, I know you've done some work with the Travel Channel in the past. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing for those guys.
Absolutely. I was actually on an episode of Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins. We investigated the Kuhn Hospital over there in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And I was also on two episodes of Most Terrifying Places in America. I may have gotten that title incorrect. We got those folks out there, not only in Yazoo to investigate the Witch of Yazoo, but also out there at Stuckey's Bridge, which is supposed to be the most haunted bridge in Mississippi.
Oh, cool. Lyndia, you've been in the paranormal industry for roughly, what, about 30 years?
Yes, sir. 30 plus. Yes, I've pretty much done residentials. I do a lot of mentorship, new investigators out there, because I witness the dangerous steps they take, collect evidence, and I thought that was dangerous, and so I mentor a lot. I mentor a lot of them to help teach them the proper ways of investigating. So I've been in this business for 30 years plus. I've been investigating starting in New Orleans, like when I was 16, 17 years old. Basically, for many, many years, I did lots of residentials, helping people understand the paranormal and help them get through their situation. You know, and it's definitely one of my passions is to teach people.
That's awesome. And they're, the paranormal industry needs more of that. I see a lot of television shows. I see some stuff in person to where I feel like the respect factor is not what it should be. So it's good that somebody's out there teaching that part.
Absolutely.
Gene, Lyndia, this is for both of you, but we'll start with Gene. You have a fantastic new project coming up based on the Haunted Hill House called the House That Goes Through Hell. Tell our listeners a little bit about the project and a little bit about Haunted Hill House, which I believe was, what, about an hour from Dallas?
Absolutely. Haunted Hill House is a phenomenal place. And, I mean, it definitely gets the title as being the number one haunted house in America, along with Texas as well, too. The place, as soon as I stepped through the door, I mean, you could just feel this presence, you know, just there. And, I mean, it's extremely, extremely thick feeling. But while we were there, we actually stayed three nights. We had, I believe it was 13 all of us all together. And by the time that we wrapped up filming and everything, by the third night, only three of us remained. And that was Lyndia, my wife, and myself. There was a lot of insane things that that happened out there. A lot of it I have seen before. Some of it was extremely new to me. But when we were trying to think up of a title, for this documentary, and the documentary is not really about the house as much as it is about what goes on inside that house, and the investigators' experiences and dealing with it, as well. It was, I did it in kind of a fresh perspective, a fresh take on it. And what I can tell you is that it's definitely insane. And I mean, when we were going through ideas about a title, I was like, this is a hellacious house. And Lindy there agreed. And I was like, it almost kind of feels like that it's constantly going through hell, And that's how her and I both came up with the title, The House That Goes Through Hell.
Lindia, tell me a little bit about some of the experiences that obviously chased some people away. If you three were the only ones left by the end of the third day, tell me a little bit about some of the stuff that goes on in that house, obviously without giving away everything that's in the documentary.
Well, I could at least speak on experiences that I've gone through prior to the movie without giving anything away for the film. Yeah, I literally was pushed down the stairs, and James actually watched the evidence on this, where I had three entities, you could see it kind of form behind me, and I get shoved down the stairs. There's lots of growling and hisses and poltergeist activity. For the ones who like to challenge the spirits at this house, they tend to get the raw end of the deal. They get scratches, deep scratches, bite, even go home with attachments, and as far as possessions happen in this house.
What about as far as the actual documentary itself? Is the documentary out yet, or is it getting ready to come out?
It's getting ready to come out. We do have the artwork done, and we've been working on the video and the audio, portions of it. And one of the things that I can tell you, this happened, it's not on film, but this was an eyewitness account actually from my wife. While we were there during the filming process, she had called her daughter. And when she was talking to her daughter said, "Who's that growling in the background?" And she was like, "There's nobody growling." She couldn't hear it, but yet my daughter could, my stepdaughter could. And then they told me about it, and I was like, wow. I mean, that was the first for me on that. I was like, I've never heard anything like that, when we got back, I asked her, I said, "Did you really hear something growling through the phone when you were talking to your mom?" She said, "Yeah." She said every time that she called, she said it sounded like something was growling, and it wasn't a dog either.
I know we experienced some of that when we spent the night at the Sally house. That's the only time I've ever had any situation where I've heard growling when there was like no animal around, and that might be the creepiest thing you can ever experience.
Right, absolutely.
Yes, the growling happens all the time. I mean, just like us being on the phone right now, a lot of people, a lot of firsthand accounts of people saying, I was on the phone talking to so-and-so, and all of a sudden this huge growl came out over the phone, interrupting the both of our conversations, it's definitely first for me when I've experienced it.
Tell me a little bit about where people will be able to see the documentary when it comes out. Is this something you guys are putting out on your own? Is it going to be available from one of the streaming services?
It absolutely is. It's going to be available on Amazon Prime. And it's also going to be available on the Roku channel Revenant TV.
Okay. And what's the expected release date?
The expected release date, I would say probably in another 3 months.
Okay. So we got a little bit then, so we can get people charged up on it a little bit and get excited about it. Well, then that's going to fit in perfect, because it looks like I think you guys are having an event for people to be able to come out and check out the house themselves in March, I believe, correct?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what that is and how people can get in on it.
Basically, on March 18th and March 19th, a lot of people have been asking me if they could come in and investigate the house with me. They don't actually have the guts to do it on their own. Just a few of our very close friends and people who follow me. So they asked me if I would host an event to allow people to come and spend the night, investigate, and let them experience the house where they can feel safe. I listened, and I decided to go ahead and host this event. 20 people, going to be 10 people for the first night and 10 people for the second night, so there's very limited tickets. We'll get to come, sleep, investigate. Most people don't sleep, though. And not only that, one of those lucky people who does purchase a ticket, we're going to give them an opportunity to come out to one of our future filming locations when we decide to work on our next project.
Well, that's awesome. Is the house inhabited now? Is somebody living there or is it vacant?
People can live there, but Kathy and Sonny have their own house and they also have a trailer in the back. They don't want to live there. So it's pretty much a paranormal location for people to come and experience all the greatness to this house, good and bad, you know?
For those of the listeners who are unfamiliar with the house, I understand that one of the apparitions or spirits that's commonly seen is a little boy that I guess was disfigured. And back in the day, this place at one time was a brothel. And apparently this was like a child that lived there up until he was about 6 years old and was a child of one of the working women, we'll say. Have you guys had any experiences with that particular entity?
I have experience with Joshua quite a bit. Him and Jacob are definitely two children spirits there that I like to communicate with quite a bit. They're extremely playful. Poor Joshua, he was basically a child of incest. His father, the owner of the house at the time, was embarrassed with him, and so he locked him away in, what do you call it, disappointments room back then, you know, and it was a little cubbyhole. He was locked into this room. Well, Joshua would come out every now and then, and his father finally got upset enough where he murdered Joshua and also Sarah Elizabeth, which was the mother. But yeah, he's definitely a presence. He likes to knock over things and move things around and very, very playful.
Absolutely. You know, and going off of what she just said, you know, when we were doing, you know, the documentary part of it, and I had an opportunity to do some investigative work myself. I've been a paranormal investigator, not near as long as Lindy, but I've definitely been doing it for well over a decade. And one of the things that we saw on the DVR was one of the doors opening and closing. It was almost like something came out of the door and then went back in. Just to kind of give you some background here on this particular door, when you first go into what they call Joshua's room, it's a very small room, and there's this little cubbyhole door on the left-hand side. When you open it, you literally crawl through this little crawl space, and then you're able to stand up and it's kind of like an attic, you know, in a way. And that's where Joshua's actual room was. It's a really surreal feeling when you're in that particular area of the house. It's a mixture between bad and good, to be honest. But we saw that little cubbyhole door that Lydia was just talking about actually open up as if something came through and then close as if it was, you know, leaving the area. We set up a ghost trap, you know, just a little ball upstairs, you know, with a little penny on it. And we would come up there, check it every now and then. I set it up the very first day that I was there. Nothing happened. Second day, nothing happened. But by the third day, the penny was off the ball. And I tell you, I mean, it's a really eerie feeling, you know, when you when you see things like that.
Gene, why do you think this place has so much of a dark presence to it? Is it something with the history that maybe stands out? Obviously, Lindy just talked about Joshua being killed, I guess his mother, and so there's definitely some negative things happen on the property, but is there anything that stands out that would make you think that it would be more of an evil presence than your average haunting?
Well, and that's a very good question, and it definitely would take a lot longer than 3 days to really get down to the bottom of it. You know, a lot of people have a lot of theories about what's causing this and what's causing that, but I can say, you know, investigating the house is one thing, but it's called Haunted Hill House, because the property itself that it sits on is extremely haunted just as much as the house is. There's a huge hill that's right behind this house. And that's something that we're going to be looking into in the very near future.
I'm going to ask a question that I already know the answer to, but I know if I don't ask it, I'll have 1,000 people asking me about it. Obviously, this is Haunted Hill House, but this has nothing to do with the Netflix series that was out, correct?
Correct. Nothing. No relation whatsoever.
Obviously, you could see if I didn't ask, somebody was going to say, hey, is that the same house from... And no, it's not, but I wanted to at least bring it up so
no,
you guys
could... This one is a lot worse, you know, because one, it's real, And it is the number one in the entire United States. And I mean, there's other people that claim, you know, hey, you know, this is actually number one. But I'm telling you, when you go out there and spend the night there, you're going to find out for yourself. Don't take our word for it. Lydia, you know, we have an event on March 18th and 19th. Check it out for yourself, and you'll see. It gets that title for a reason.
The guests that choose to spend nights there, I would say 80% of them never make it through the night. They end up checking out at like one, well, don't only last a couple hours. So that if that doesn't tell you something right there, that most people cannot make it through the night in this house because of the activity.
Now, if somebody wanted to come to your event, where would they try to get those tickets at?
They can go to twistedparanormal.com. We have it right there on the front page. I mean, you can purchase your ticket right there.
Awesome. Guys, it's been awesome having you on the show. Is there any other events happening in the near future you'd like to talk about? If so, how can these guys keep up with you on social media?
Absolutely. Well, first, let's cover some of the events. We have a lot of upcoming events. We actually have Bonnie and Clyde, A Love to Die For. And this event is like no other. It is one of the most thorough investigations ever done at Bonnie and Clyde's ambush site and the Ambush Museum, which is just 10 minutes away from there. And for those that don't know, the Ambush Museum used to be called the Moss Cafe, Kansville Cafe. It was where Bonnie and Clyde actually got their last meal before they were ambushed just 10 minutes up the road. But we have Bonnie's niece, Ray Linder, and Clyde's nephew, Buddy Barrow, that's going to be making a guest appearance there. We also have medium Shannon Lane and Lissette, along with the rest of their investigation team from Roots and Wings Paranormal. We have medium Sky Ray that's flying down from Pennsylvania that's going to be there. And we have Mr. Brad Cooney from The House in Between. For those that haven't seen that movie, it is phenomenal. It's really, really good. And we also have Jeremy Leonard from Ghost of Morgan City, demonologist specialist, is going to be there as well. All of that's going to be going down on January the 30th. Tickets start at 35 and up. So you can always go out there to twistedparanormal.com. Check it out. We also have listings of different hotels, etc., that you can choose from as well, too. And, of course, you have the Good versus Evil over there at the Haunted Hill House on March 18th and 19th. As well, too. We have a lot of other exciting events. You can always, you know, go to twistedparanormal.com, sign up for that newsletter, join all of our social media accounts. Well, we have the full list right there all through the website. And the website, by the way, is a great resource of other haunt locations and also hardware reviews and things of that nature as well, too.
The artwork for the Good versus Evil at the Hill House is phenomenal. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, hopefully we will be doing some collaborations with you guys in the future. I've already been talking to Lydia about some possible stuff in Texas because we're going to be coming doing a live event in Dallas-Fort Worth area a little later this year. So I'm hoping to be able to hook up and go to Hill House, and she's got another location out there too. So, you know, we're going to hopefully be able to connect with you guys on some future events.
Absolutely. Definitely, you know, stop by. We're going to be over there in Tyler, Texas on Saturday, April 17th. For the Tyler Paracon.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming on, Lydia. It was great talking with you. Same with you,
Gene.
Great
talking to you.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
And we will talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.